Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And it's 7:05. Thankfully, my day shifts are finished, and I've now got 4 days off. How glorious. You might be able to hear this. Yes, I'm scraping the windows. What is the temperature? Let's have a look. The temperature is -3. Got my trusty Citroen C4 started up in the background there. So I try and chip the ice off of the window. And while I'm doing this now, I'm reflecting about the bushfires that are happening over in Australia at the minute. And the fact that when I looked on the map, the fires are now within around about 40 miles as the crow flies to where my father lives in Canberra, in the ACT. This is going to take some time. Has anyone got a chisel handy? There's been some amazing stories, well, harrowing stories, really, coming out on the news just recently about the things that have been happening during the bushfires in Australia. And it's now the 10th of January 2013, and I saw a really, well, amazing story of survival of a family of people in Tasmania. The bushfire was approaching, and they lived on the coast, and there was nowhere to go, nowhere to run, so they basically huddled together in the sea underneath a jetty. So they didn't get engulfed by the flames, and in the end they managed to get a flotation device to get themselves out of there. But what a story. And I couldn't possibly imagine what it would be like to be in that sort of scenario. I mean, like I say now, I'm scraping ice off the windows of my car, and it's January, and obviously down there in the southern hemisphere at the minute in Australia, they're experiencing record temperatures. And it makes me think about my family over there. I've been reflecting a lot about them over the last few days. You may have heard my very reflective boo yesterday. So as I de-ice my car now and it's around about -3, earlier on today I was reading the news that they've had to reclassify and make a new colour for classifying the temperature ranges there, all the way up to 54 degrees. Does remind me of being in Cooba Pedy in South Australia. We drove up to Ayers Rock, to Uluru, to the Red Centre in the Northern Territory. Drove all the way up there from Adelaide, and we went to the town of Cooba Pedy. We arrived there during the night, and if you've seen the film Mad Max 3, there's the place called Bartertown. And as we were driving into Cooba Pedy, well, I can't believe how much my mind's wandered, actually, and I've got onto this story. We're driving into town, obviously right in the middle of the desert, hundreds of kilometres from anywhere, really. And just the lights in the distance, and it's a really ramshackle town where it's basically an opal mining town. Gone from boom to bust, and there's still people there now soldiering on, trying to find the opals in the desert. Because of the extreme temperatures that it reaches there in summer, like I say, up to around 50 plus degrees, a lot of the people there live underground. Their houses are like built into the rock just to escape the extreme temperatures. In fact, one of the coldest nights I've ever experienced was while we were camping in Australia. We were in the Alpine area in the national park near the ACT, a place called Thredbo, up there now near Mount Kosciuszko. And because I'm foolish, I arrived in Australia, I took my bike with me, and I think I had a 22 kilo baggage limit, and my bike weighed around about 18 kilos, so I only had 4 kilos worth of clothes. That's not verbatim, don't quote me on that one. But so I only took a few clothes. This was in September, so just coming into their spring/summer, and I was just kitted out with shorts and t-shirts, really. And as soon as my father met me at the airport in Melbourne, we had a bit of a camping holiday, really. And I was expecting it to be lovely and warm, but when we drove up into the Alpine National Park, it was absolutely freezing. And we camped out there at Threadbow Diggins, I think it's called, and I was absolutely freezing. Not prepared at all. But it was a great time. We were sat around a little campfire that we've made, myself, my father, and my brothers and sisters. So I started off this boo, scraping the windows on the car, and I've gone off on a huge tangent. But I want to talk more, really, in the future about myself, my life, and my history in Australia. But for now, I'm going to get back on with this scraping of the windows. Bye for now.